This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Tuesday, December 9th. Tonight is the last city council meeting for Wyville City Manager Darren Curry. He announced in September that he'll be retiring December 31st. Curry asked that the city's finance officer, Colvin Brown, be named interim manager. Councilwoman Helen Holden will step down as she is replaced by newcomer Linda Smith. He won the election in November. Mayor Terry Mann and Smith, along with other council members Vicki Pate and Tim Collier, will also take the oath of office. At Lake Waccamaw tonight, Greg Jacobs will take the oath for mayor. Lynn Hennett and Curtis Andrews will be sworn in as commissioners. Child sex charges were leveled against a Clarkton man after he allegedly kidnapped a teen girl. Willie Graham Jr. is being held under no bond. He's charged with forcible rape, child sex offense, statutory rape of a child under 15, and multiple other offenses. We have much more on this story on our website. A Bible whose pages had been soaked in an unknown substance was seized at Columbus Correctional, according to the Sheriff's Office. The Bible was sent to an inmate at the prison, but was seized before he received it. Soaking paper in drugs is a common form of smuggling narcotics into prisons. Christmas events are going to make this one busy weekend. Lake Waccamaw had canceled all of theirs, but they have rescheduled the candle walk for Thursday at 5:30 at Town Hall. The parade will be Saturday morning at 10. If you want to be in the parade, lineup will be at 9 o'clock at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. There's no applications and no fees. At Tabor City, the Cookie Crawl has been rescheduled for Friday from 3:30 to 6:30. Fair Bluff and Wrigglewood will hold their parade Saturday. Bolton's parade and festival are set for Sunday at 3. And Wyville's parade is Sunday at 6. Filing ends December 19th for the March primaries. Brunswick County Attorney J.K. Summers filed to run for district attorney Friday. He is challenging First Assistant District Attorney Jenna Early, who is endorsed by outgoing DA John David. Ken Elliott, Kevin Norris, Josh McPherson, and Bill Rogers are running for the Republican nomination for sheriff. Jess Hill is unopposed for the Republican nomination for clerk of court. Ronnie Strickland filed to run for District 2 County School Board post. Irving Enzer for District 3, and Chris Worley for District 4 on the County School Board. In county commission races, incumbent District 1 Commissioner Barbara Featherson is unopposed. She is a Democrat candidate. Scott Floyd is currently unopposed for the Republican nod for the District 7 Commission seat. Ricky Bullard is facing a challenge from Jeannie McPherson for the Republican nomination for Commissioner District 6. And Alonzo MacArthur has filed for District 6 to run as a Democrat. Saturday will be a big day at the Veterans Memorial Park. They're hosting wreaths across America at 9 a.m. The wreaths will then be placed in area cemeteries. At 5 p.m., the beloved Christmas movie Polar Express will be shown. Santa's going to drop by to visit as well. At 6:30 p.m., every Friday and Saturday night, the park hosts a turkey shoot. Columbus County Farmers Market is having their Christmas event Saturday from 9 until 7. Meet Mr. and Mrs. Claus, the Grinch, and Cindy Lou Who. The Carolina Country Cruisers will have a car show from 9 a.m. until 1, and the Edgewood Chorus will perform at 10:30 a.m. Enjoy crafts, store prizes, games, vendors, all sorts of locally grown produce and food, and photo ops all day long. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Wyville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.